Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Caleb Gordon Podcast. I'm your host, Caleb Gordon. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be a part of the program today. Want to just lay something out here for you all. I believe that you've been lied to, and I believe that most people are believing the lie. The media has pushed out a lie, and I believe that you are believing this lie. And I want to use the platform that I have to expose the lie. That's what salt and light does. Light expels and exposes darkness. And so I want to try to expose a lie. You've been sold a bill of goods that is not only a lie, but it is the foundation upon which the death of this country is written. And I believe that with everything in my being. And here's the lie that you've been sold, that it is a good and right choice, that Kamala Harris is the godly choice for president. There are religious leaders who have used their platforms for hundreds of thousands of people, maybe even millions of people, and said things like, never Trump, this time Kamala Harris, and Jesus is always the answer, or Jesus always, or something like that. And I am flabbergasted at that idea that we are so on board with the orange man bad syndrome that we are, as a culture, contemplating putting a woman in office that is a satanic plant. And I use that word very strongly because I believe it. Hear me, if you're a Christian and you're planning on voting for Kamala Harris, number one, you need to repent, and then you need to change directions quickly, because you will help author the death of our country. And you will help author the imprisonment of Christians. The left has made it very clear in this cycle that doing things like this, having free speech and having the ability to have a platform and say the things that you want to say, is the problem. They are not allowed to govern. They are not allowed to control when people have the ability to have free speech. And that is absolutely the truth. Dictators hate free speech and they hate free thought because it allows people like myself, like other podcasters and radio show hosts, to be able to do what they want to do, say what they want to say. And that's the beauty of the freedom of speech, right? And if you're a Christian and you say, oh, I think that she's the most godly option for our nation, you have been lied to and you've been deceived and you've believed the lie. So I want to try to help lay out a couple of reasons why I think that this is the case. The number one thing is that she is aggressively in favor of the killing of babies, regardless of whatever the culture calls it. And here's what I want you to see. This is what Satan does. Satan is the father of lies. He is the father of untruth. And what he does is he takes bits and pieces of things and patches it together, and he makes human beings believe lies, makes the lies sound palpable, makes them sound truthful, makes them sound appealing. And rather than calling it child sacrifice, rather than calling it the murder of a human being in the most vulnerable place possible, it is called a woman's choice. It is called a woman's choice. And so that's now been laid out, and she is aggressively for the idea of killing human beings. What this woman is doing is out and out satanic. She is evil. She is toxic to the church. The idea of killing the most vulnerable babies, infants, especially in the most protected space that they could be in. The womb is supposed to be one of the most amazingly safe spaces. I know that we live in a world where we need a safe space. The most safe space for a baby is in its mama's womb. That is where it is most loved, most cared for, most nurtured, most developed. It's the place where the baby is most taken care of. And what does this woman want to help author? The unrestricted, unapologetic ability to be able to reach into that safe space and take that baby and rip that baby into shreds. And here's what people will just quickly run to. Well, what about rape? What about incest? What about those things? Number one, I believe in the death penalty for those who perpetrate crimes. It is never the baby's fault that the father sinned. You should not kill the baby because the father sinned. I am for the death penalty. Kill the rapist. Absolutely kill the rapist. Don't kill the baby. And that is a very rare occasion. The majority of abortions take place because of an inconvenience in the life of the mother. Barack Obama said it best. I don't want to punish my daughters with a baby. So I want them to have unfettered, unadulterated access to the killing of a baby so that they can sexually do whatever they want with their bodies in that moment and then throw away the consequences. That is exactly what this president is for. So that's the number one most aggressive reason why I think you should abs if you're a Christian, you should repent and change directions immediately. This woman is for the murder of human beings. That is the truth. Number two, she is anti-free speech. And I mentioned this earlier, but the left is absolutely on board with the idea of restricting access. They cannot govern, they cannot control the masses when human beings have the ability to express free thought. When there is a platform for someone to be able to speak their mind, when there is a platform for someone to be able to express their views, the government doesn't like that. Why does the government not like that? Because they can't control free speech. And that's what our founders set up, because they came from a tyranny-driven dictatorship where they couldn't express free thought. They couldn't worship freely. So this is the direction that we have now want, that we are trying to go as a nation, is to try to restrict the ability to have free speech. You think that's going to stop with people like Alex Jones? You think it's going to stop there? No. Anyone who names the name of Christ, every biblical preacher will be put into prison. How do I know that? Because you just look at China, just look at Iran, just look at any of the nations where free speech is not allowed. Anyone who stands up and says Jesus is Lord will be put in prison. How can you say that, Caleb? Just a couple of days ago, at a rally where Kamala Harris was speaking, someone yelled out, "Jesus is Lord." She stops, laughs in that ridiculous cackle laugh that she does, and said, "You're at the wrong rally." Then did this smirky, just real toxic, smug wave with a grin, with just a satanic grin, and then proceeds to say that rally's the smaller rally. So I just like, I need you to see this. She does not believe that Jesus is Lord. In fact, she is aggressively trying to say things like she's in charge. She does not believe that Jesus is Lord. She does not believe that Christ is supreme. She is Antichrist. She has the spirit of Antichrist in her. And if you're a Christian, and you say things like, she's the most biblical and Christian thing that we can do. You are believing a lie, and you have been sold a bill of goods that is the foundation upon which this country is going to just absolutely fall apart. They want to destroy the freedom of speech. They want to destroy the ability for us to be able to say the things we want to say. Biblical pastors, mark my words, biblical preachers will be put in prison. Saying things like this will put people in prison. That's the truth. And as badly as many, and people say, well, wait a minute, Orange Man is bad. And I'm just gonna say, okay, he's a million times better than she is. He's a rational human being, regardless of what the left wants to try to push out. He's, oh, he's not rational, he's crazy, he's a fascist. Do you even know what a fascist is? A fascist does what Kamala Harris does. A fascist is not what Donald Trump is doing. Donald Trump is for the freedom of speech. He is for the freedom of religion. And listen, I'm not a fan of his stance on abortion. So I think he's wrong there and he needs to repent. But here's what I will say. I agree with Doug Wilson on this, that it is going to be much easier for pro-life Christians to have a dialogue with Donald Trump on the idea of abortion over Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is set in stone. She wants to bring back the absolute killing of human beings. So your statement or idea of Orange Man is bad, you're wrong. He's much, 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 much better than that other option, Kamala Harris. And so that's the second platform. Number three is this insanity of environmentalism. This is another platform for just to be able to take control. There is, listen, the world is not burning to the ground because you're driving an SUV. Now, listen, there's coming a day when global warming is going to happen. Jesus is going to cleanse the earth with fire. Like, that's coming. So just know that that is a reality. And there's nothing that any government regulation is going to be able to do to stop that from taking place. Jesus is going to destroy the world with fire and then rebuild it, and it's going to be perfect. It's going to be beautiful. And the new heaven and new earth is going to be spectacular. And the kingdom is going to be birthed, and it's going to be fantastic. It's coming. But what the far crazy left wants to do is they want to use this idea of environmentalism, to be able to control people, control what they can do, control how far they can drive. Like this idea of a 15-minute city, that's a thing that's coming if we're not careful. The idea of walking everywhere rather than driving, just going on vacation. Listen, there's a reason America is different than Europe. There's a reason, okay? There's a reason. We have freedom. Like genuine freedom, and that is at stake in this election. If this woman is elected, go do your homework. She is absolutely communistic in her mindset, and she wants to implement communistic ideas in America right now. Her vice president is the same way. During COVID, he used police, he used military, not just police, he used military vehicles, and they combed the streets watching people, and they had paintball guns. There is video to prove this. There is video to back this up, okay? That prove there is video to back this up where these police, these military people are going through the streets with paintball guns in their hands. And when people are standing on their front porch, just watching, they said, go back inside. And they're like, we're on our front porch. They said, light them up. And they all turn and they just start firing paintball guns at these houses. Today it's paintball guns. Trust me, if these people get in, it'll be real bullets. And if you defy the government, they will destroy you. I'm telling you, this is genuinely the election of all elections. And if we vote in this crazy woman, this is going to be the consequences. And listen, if this gets people where they don't want to be my friend on Facebook or social media, or they don't follow me, I don't care. Like, this is the truth. This woman is evil. And for us to stay silent in the midst of evil is wrong. And I will not. As a pastor, as a Christian, as a godly man, that's what I'm going to lay out here. That we've got to have a different mindset. Listen, Trump is not a godly man either, but he's far less evil than Kamala. He has a little bit more rationale, and he is a lover of the Constitution. He is pro freedom of speech. He is pro religious liberties. He is pro Second Amendment. He is pro America. And so that's the reason I'm saying vote for Trump, not for this woman who wants to literally destroy our nation. So I hope that this has helped you in your decision process. Those who listen to me, those who take note of what I'm saying, I hope this helps you. Don't give up. Stand firm. Hold fast to the biblical truth. And be salt and light. And salt and light does something. Salt preserves good. Light dispels darkness. How do we do that in a tangible way? We go and vote for the lesser of two evils. That's how this works out. We vote for the lesser of two evils. And we go in places and we dispel darkness by being light, being salt in the places where we walk. And we give hope where there is no hope. And this is the hope that we can have freedom for just, I don't know how long this freedom lasts, but I can tell you, if Kamala gets in, freedom goes quickly. If Trump stays in or gets in, we will have far less or far more freedom than less. So that's what we do as Christians. We go vote for the lesser of two evils. Because here's another idea. We're not voting for a preacher. We're not voting for a pastor here. We're voting for a president. He is to lead the nation. And from the economic, and I had a conversation with a family member not too long ago. I said, just from the economic standpoint, my wallet looks better under the Trump administration. So he gets on Twitter and says something offensive. This is by the power of, don't look at your phone. Keep scrolling. Don't follow his social media feeds. Don't read his stuff. My bank account likes him better. So that there's one side of it. That's from an economic standpoint. So this is just, you know, not the normal podcast, but this is where I want to try to help us understand the reality of what we're facing here. We've been sold a lie, and if we vote this lie in, we are authoring the death of America as we know it. We are authoring the death of freedom as we know it in this country. So I'm pleading with you, don't go do this. Don't vote for Kamala Harris. I would encourage you to vote for Donald Trump. Love y'all. Just wanted to say thank you to one of our amazing sponsors, Revo Financial. For many people, financial stewardship isn't just about smart financial decisions. It's about aligning those decisions with their faith and values. Revo Financial brings biblical wisdom to the financial planning and investment process. Whether you're planning for retirement, college, or special charitable strategies, Revo Financial helps you create a roadmap that aligns your spiritual values. Visit RevoFinancial.com and set up your complimentary one-on-one appointment today and start building a future that honors your faith. Revo Financial.